celebrating 10 years of great radio, over 500 episodes, and over 500 hours of radio content. Thank you.
Wow, those are some great questions.
I did my homework on you, obviously, and watched some previous...
Yeah, you sound like you did.
Great. Now, Bruce, that was such a good interview. I've done so many of these now, that was easily one of the best.
Great interview, Bruce. Thank you so much.
This was an awesome interview. Thank you so much.
You know, the ability, I've discovered in all the shows that I do and stuff, the ability to pack a lot of information in as an organization and, you know, making up questions and stuff in advance.
Yeah.
And you're one of the few people who's ever done that. I wish more radio people would do it. A lot of them just wing it.
You actually read the book.
Thanks, Bruce. I really appreciate it. Yes, really great questions. I really appreciate that.
Bruce, it's been a pleasure. I really enjoyed this talking with you.
That's a good question, and actually, I'm really glad you bring that up.
You know, I don't know. That's a good question.
Listen, Bruce, you know, a lot of very probing and thoughtful questions from you. I don't expect that I'm going to be asked some of these questions, but very, very intense stuff, and, you know, you garnered some very intense answers.
The Baron of Broadcasting.
And now let me Okay. 3, 2, 1.
The new theater of the mind. The Bruce Collins Show.
Welcome back to the Bruce Collins Show. We're very glad to have you join us. Tonight we'll talk to Tyler Michael Smith, son of 3-time Grammy Award winner Michael W. Smith, and a composer and pianist in his own right. Is that pianist or pianist? Be honest. We'll also be talking to Jennifer Wilder Morgan, the author of the best-selling book, Come to the Garden, a novel. Both of my guests are tied to a cinema event, a Fathom event, Come to the Garden on stage, which will be in select theaters, including here in Tampa on May 3rd. The Bruce Collins Show airs every Thursday night at 10 p.m. on the mighty WWPR. 1490 AM, the home of the Bruce Collins Show. You can also catch the show on Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern Time online at ipbn-fm.com. That's ipbn-fm.com. Please tell your friends about the Bruce Collins Show, and you can join us on Facebook at the Bruce Collins Show page. If you'd like to contact us, you can email us at bruce_Collins_show@AOL.com. The Bruce Collins Show also has a YouTube channel. Visit YouTube, search for the Bruce Collins Show channel, subscribe, and catch all the latest shows on YouTube. And now let me introduce my co-host, Chad Miles. Chad is a former congressional candidate in Michigan and is a military veteran and the founder and webmaster at Conspiria.net and ZippyCheese.com. You can find out more information on Chad at ChadMiles.com. He's been known as Radio's Lethal Weapon, The Odometer, and Captain Doomsday. He is Chad Miles. Welcome back to the program, Chad.
Hey, Bruce. What's going on?
So, you know, I heard from Jekyllberry DuPont Sr. He's not having any luck yet. He's still working on it, but he hasn't had any luck yet getting his son admitted into a mental constitution.
No, you mean institution.
What did I say?
Constitution.
Chad, you'll take off your hat when you say that word. Where's your petriism?
Petriism?
I'm really dishing it out this week, Chad.
I think shoveling would be a better description.
Hey, I like that. So hopefully Jekyllberry Jr. can get the needed help soon.
You mean Colin?
Hey, don't start that. He's not Colin S. Collins, and he is not my cousin.
Well, he isn't.
That's right.
And he is.
No. Chad, just because someone says they are so hungry they can eat a house doesn't mean they can eat a house.
Hey, why do you have a nail sticking out of your nostril?
Construction mishap. I'd rather not talk about it. By the way, we have a special guest joining us again.
Oh, yeah? Who is it?
Rex Jones.
Oh, not that screwball again.
Yes, Chad, that screwball. I mean, he's not a screwball. Rex, are you on the line?
Dude, I am not Rex.
Are you calling too?
Hey, don't mess with his head, Chad.
I feel like that wouldn't take much.
True. That's right. I forgot. You don't go by Rex. I'm sorry. What I meant to say is Social Media Jones.
Social Media Jones. Social Media Jones. Social Media Jones.
There he goes again, conjugating.
Don't you mean marketing?
I see he has convinced you that he is marketing his search engine documentation.
You mean optimization?
There's nothing wrong with his eyes.
Guys, listen, I'm here this week to show you step one in increasing your listenership.
Now we're talking.
How could you tell? Because his lips were moving and sound was coming out of them?
Something like that. So, social media, how do we grow the show?
All right, here is a major secret. Use hashtags whenever you can.
Oh, yeah, like you mean on the internet?
I mean everywhere, dude.
But this is radio. Hashtags don't work on the radio.
Chad, listen. Would you argue hamburgers with Ronald McDonald? Don't mess with the big social media Mac.
Ronald McDonald is not a real person, Bruce.
Sure he is. He's the son of old.
Guys, listen. Let's focus here. Step one is to use hashtags. Go ahead. Try it out, Bruce.
Okay, let me see. Everybody step back. Jump back, Loretta. Hashtag hi social media.
Hashtag you're getting it.
Hashtag you guys are idiots.
Hashtag Chad. Hashtag that. Hashtag wasn't. Hashtag very. Hashtag nice. Hashtag exclamation. Hashtag point.
Hashtag excellent.
Hashtag I, hashtag used, hashtag A, hashtag lot, hashtag of, hashtag hashtags, hashtag exclamation, hashtag point.
Hashtag I'm gonna be sick.
Hashtag dude, not on my sandals, please. Hashtag Bruce, you have already passed the test. This episode is going to have optimized possibilities.
Wow, that's great. I think later I'll open up a can of corned beef, hashtag hash, hashtag period.
Sounds hashtag good, hashtag period.
Hashtag weirdos.
So Rex, what will you be showing us next time?
Next time, we're going to create a commercial for the Bruce Collins Show that will air everywhere.
Everywhere? I like the sound of that.
Hey Bruce, that sounds kind of expensive. Are you sure you can afford it?
Hey Rex, do you have a layaway program?
A what, dude?
Never mind. And up next, Tyler Michael Smith and Jennifer Wilder Morgan talk about Come to the Garden on stage, the new cinema event on May 3rd in hashtag select theaters, including here in hashtag Tampa. And we'll find out more about this hashtag in a moment.
The Bruce Collins Show.
Hashtag, hashtag. Sorry.
The new Theater of the Mind. Keep rolling, 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 rolling. Keep rolling, 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 rolling. Keep rolling, 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 rolling.
How much of a geek are you? No, seriously, do you think you're a Star Wars expert? Well, take the hardest Star Wars quiz in the world and find out. Go to zippycheese.com and see how well you know the Star Wars movies. There's a quiz for the original trilogy, or, if you dare, take the quiz for the prequel trilogy. What's the name of the creature in the trash compactor in Episode 4? What was the name of the curator of the Jedi Archives in Episode 2? Go to zippycheese.com, take the quiz, and share with your friends. There's also a Marvel comic book quiz. Do you know obscure Marvel comic book characters? We'll find out today. That's zippycheese.com.
And joining us this week is Tyler Smith. Tyler Smith was born and raised in Franklin, Tennessee, where he began learning to play the piano at the age of 5. During his teenage years, Tyler began composing material of his own in his father's home studio. Tyler's father is 3-time Grammy Award winner Michael W. Smith. Tyler has since composed original music for commercials, short films, a documentary, and 2 feature films, including After, which was released theatrically in the fall of 2012. In addition to scoring films, Tyler has toured worldwide as a keyboard player and been a session piano player for several different artists spanning various genres. Tyler currently resides in Franklin, Tennessee with his wife and 2 children, and the new Cinema Fathom event, Come to the Garden on Stage, has music written by Tyler. Come to the Garden on Stage is coming to theaters here in the Tampa area on May 3rd. Tyler Smith's website is tylersmithcomposer.com. That's one big long word, tylersmithcomposer.com. Tyler Michael Smith, welcome to the Bruce Collins Show.
Thank you, Bruce. It's good to be on here.
Well, it's great to have you on. Now, I wore out your father's cassette, I'll Lead You Home, in the 90s. And I loved your father's work. And obviously, you grew up with having Michael W. Smith as your father. Did he encourage you to get involved in music as a career? And how did he handle your wanting to follow in his footsteps?
That's an interesting question. And I would say that I never really felt pressured by him to pursue music as a career. Mm-hmm. Like you mentioned before, I started taking lessons, piano lessons at age 5, and always just had an interest in music and always loved music. It was more of a passion of mine until later when my brother, who is a filmmaker now, started making films and needing music, and I started writing music for him and realized that, you know, I really like this composing thing, and just pursued that. So, and my dad has always encouraged me to go after whatever I'm passionate about. But and I actually had the opportunity to tour with him also as a keyboard player.
Awesome.
And we have actually composed music together for a film. So that's, we've been able to work together on a number of occasions, which has been great.
And that was 90 Minutes in Heaven, right?
That was 90 Minutes in Heaven, which came out last year in the fall. And great experience. That was our first film to score together. So that was a really fun thing.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now, I've interviewed a lot of Christian artists of different talents. For instance, I recently interviewed a gentleman who is a DC Comics artist, and he's also a Christian. And I always ask them a question about how much of it is God-given talent and how much is practice. And it seems like, from what I've gathered from interviewing a lot of different people, is that you have a God-given talent, raw talent, but you do have to practice and you do have to develop that talent. Would you say that's true in your case? How do you see what you do?
I would say it's absolutely true. of course, you know, there's natural talents that God, I believe, gives people, but you have to, I think those talents can always be improved, you know, with any kind of art. I think in music especially, it's so vast. I think you can get to the end of your life and still never really, learn it all. You know, there's so much there, so much to learn and so much to grow in. And I definitely agree that practice is such an important part of all of this.
Now, years ago, I did something kind of weird. I was a pro wrestling promoter for a few years. And one thing I noticed, and I use that as a frame of reference a lot of times, even though that's a strange frame of reference. But I've noticed a lot of professional wrestlers that are second and third generation. You see their father in them. You see the DNA that causes them to, in some ways, resemble their father, but then they also have sort of a uniqueness to themselves. Do you see that in your composing and in your music, that you sort of go, oh, wow, this is like something my father would do, and then but also yet you have your own voice?
I think that's definitely true. I've definitely felt that way before, and you know, and I think we're all influenced by someone, and especially in music, you know, everyone has someone to look up to and some kind of influence. But I think there's times when there is something about, you know, generations that pass down. And when my dad and I worked on 90 Minutes in Heaven, you know, that was an interesting thing because we got to both compose the music together. We didn't really know how that was going to go. Was it going to gel? Was it going to go together? But I feel like you can tell it was written by a father and son. I don't know if there's a similarity, but kind of a uniqueness to it too.
Yeah.
So that was kind of a cool thing to get to work on.
Yeah, very cool. And again, we're going to be speaking in this interview about the new Fathom Cinema event, Come to the Garden on Stage, which Tyler has written the music to. But before we do that, I'm interested in the process of creating music. How does the process work when you are creating music for a film, for instance? Do you actually watch the film without music and decide what needs to go where, or how does that work?
Sure, that's a great question. And for every single project, it's different, I think. I mean, sometimes I won't start until I've seen it. Sometimes I start before I've seen it. In the case of Come to the Garden, I was writing to a script at first. because it had not been filmed yet. Now most of the music, I'll say, was completed after it was filmed, and I had a cut to work with. But a lot of it I began just reading the script. So I had to use my imagination a lot, and every project is different.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's a temp score in there that the director will put in to give you some inspiration. Sometimes there's nothing. Sometimes it's dry. But yeah, it's just different with every project.
Yeah, that's interesting. So an actor, I know, has to read for the part in a movie or play, but how does a composer like yourself, how do you get contacted for a film composition?
That's a good question. I think a lot of it is relationships, is you know, getting started with a director who maybe is just starting out. Ken Carpenter and I, actually, who directed, he's very talented. He's been around for many years, so he's definitely not new to this game. He's the director of Come to the Garden. Him and I had worked on a project together before, so it was kind of a natural thing when he called me and told me about Come to the Garden. I was very interested, and Ken and I had a great relationship from our past collaboration. So that came about through just making connections. And if I think director and composer is such an important relationship, and if the first project is a success, usually there'll be future projects together. So I'm looking forward to working more with him and other directors.
Now this, I haven't seen, well, it's going to premiere on May 3rd at theaters, including here in the Tampa area, Come to the Garden on Stage. So this is like a stage performance, correct?
Correct.
And are you familiar with the book or this play? How much of that backstory were you able to follow so that you kind of had context?
Sure. Like I said, I had a script which is based on the book. So that was my first introduction to it. And I knew a little bit about Jennifer, not much, but it was a very cool thing when I got to go down to Houston to go see the performance. I got to meet Jennifer, got to meet the crew involved, and literally got to watch the performance.
Now, I haven't seen it yet, obviously, so I'm looking forward to it. What do you like about it? What really resonated with you?
I think it's just the uniqueness of it is what first stuck out to me when I heard about it. Just it didn't sound like anything I'd ever worked on or ever really even seen. I call it an experience. I think that's the best way to describe it. I don't know if I'd call it it's not a narrative necessarily. Coming into Jennifer Wilder Morgan's world and hearing her story and seeing how she interacts and connects with God throughout her life, and it's interactive. You know, there's a lot of amazing animation that happens on stage that I think it's going to be very interesting for audiences to get to witness.
Again, we're speaking with Tyler Smith, and Tyler Smith's website is tylersmithcomposer.com. You can find out all about Tyler Smith on tylersmithcomposer.com. And again, we're speaking about Come to the Garden on Stage, which is a Fathom Cinema event. You can go to your movie theater, select theaters, of course. Go to Fathom Events, and you can find out more information about Come to the Garden on Stage. But it is going to take place on May 3rd in the Tampa area. So it's really important that you check out Fathom Events for Come to the Garden on Stage for May 3rd. Now, I'm interested in, I recently interviewed an actor who was in the movie Union Bound, which premiered last weekend. And, I believe it was made by a Christian production company. And he loves every aspect of acting. He loves it all. But I'm curious, for an artist like yourself, where you're a musician and a composer, which is more pleasurable, performing live or creating the music?
That's a great question. And there's elements I love about both. Like I told you, I tour as a keyboard player currently, actually. I'm still on the road. And I really, really enjoy getting to be there and to play in a live setting with other musicians. It's kind of a toss up for me. I don't know which I like more. I love to create something new. And you know, kind of what I love about composing is that, you know, you're creating something that didn't exist before, you know, and that's something that really excites me, is starting with a blank canvas and just starting to paint,
yeah,
so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, is this studio time sometimes difficult, where I don't know how many takes they make and things like that, but does that ever get kind of, you kind of feel cabin fever?
I think that can happen sometimes, but once again, being in a setting with live musicians is also something I really enjoy. And yeah. So getting to, you know, when we track strings for Come to the Garden, I think anytime we track live strings, I really try to enjoy every moment of it, because it's just amazing. So that's something I don't get sick of too often. So I really do enjoy that process.
Yeah. And again, we're speaking with Tyler Smith. His website is tylersmithcomposer.com. A lot of great information on there about Tyler Smith. And we're speaking about Come to the Garden on Stage, which is a new cinema event, Fathom event. And it will air on May 3rd in select theaters. So go to Fathom Events, find out where here in the Tampa area. Now, let's say there's an aspiring artist, maybe a potential composer out there, or musician who's listening tonight. What advice would you have for them about the music business?
Oh, that's a good question. I think maybe the best advice I could give is don't overthink it, and don't think it's something that's impossible for you to do and too intimidating to even try to do. Because when I started out, I feel like I knew so little about the industry and being a composer, and I've grown as I've taken projects, taken projects that didn't pay very much, sometimes taking projects for free to get experience. But don't ever feel like you're wasting your time. If you're really pursuing it as a passion, just go for it, and and just keep getting better. I think that's my best advice I could give.
And that's true of it seems to be true of everything. I know, again, I use professional wrestling as a reference, even though I'm not in it anymore. But I know wrestlers used to have a term called paying your dues, which meant take the jobs where you may not get paid or get paid that much because you're working your way up. And I've known actors, too. A couple of them used to be professional wrestlers. That's how I know them. And they went one of them was in the movie Machine Gun Preacher, which was about Sam Childers. And they took a part basically for free, and they were kind of a background actor or whatever, and they've done other parts where they were paid, but they did it for the exposure. So I think that's very good advice. Now, here's a great question as far as people who might want to know what you're doing next. Do you have any future projects that either are going on right now or that you're formulating that you can tease for us to look forward to?
Sure. First off, I'll mention that Come to the Garden, I'm actually releasing a soundtrack that's going to be available to buy. I'm going to release it digitally. It'll be on iTunes and other stores as well. So that's something that I'm going to be promoting along with the film, and it's going to be coming in May. So I can't give an exact date on it right now, but that's something for everyone to be looking out for. It will be available to purchase. And I hope to do that in the future, more of releasing soundtracks. Cause when I see a movie, obviously, and I'm a composer, but when I see a movie, I want to go and get the soundtrack after I see it. You know, if I really heard something I liked,
yeah.
But it'll give people something to go find and listen to. As far as other future projects, there are a couple that are potentially in the works, but I can't really say anything about them quite yet.
Yeah.
But just
right.
If you keep up with me on social media, which I can give you the information on that, I'm on Facebook, Tyler Michael Smith Music, and then Tyler Michael Smith Music on Instagram. I'm going to be updating frequently with what I'm doing, so that's a great place for people to follow me.
Okay. And do you tweet?
I do. Yeah, I have. Tyler Composer. So I that's also another. But everything is connected to. I have all my social media stuff, and on my website, there's actually links to all three of my pages. So that's probably the easiest way to find me.
Great. Awesome. And again, the website is tylersmithcomposer.com. Well, we're really looking forward to this event, Come to the Garden on Stage, which premieres on May 3rd. Actually, it's a one-night event. Who knows what Fathom will do? Maybe they'll bring it back again. But you got to make sure you're there on May the 3rd, because for sure it's going to be on May the 3rd. So as of right now, it's a one-night event. You can check out Fathom Events to find out more information. It's playing in the Tampa area, so go check it out, May the 3rd. Come to the Garden on Stage. Tyler Smith has written the music. And before you go, one last question. A lot of people in their professions have future goals. Some people don't, but a lot of people do. As a composer, do you have future goals, and what would those goals look like?
At this point, as a composer, I've done a lot of different projects, a lot of commercials and shorter form stuff, and I've done a few features. I've done around an average of one film a year, feature film. And my hope is to eventually have a few a year, maybe even five a year. I mean, I might be saying too much, but I'd love to just consistently keep doing features. That's kind of my goal. That's kind of what I'm going after, and that's kind of my goal as a composer, to take more feature films.
Yeah. You know what's awesome is, and maybe this is my imagination, because maybe my eyes weren't open to it back then, but it seems to me that there's a lot more opportunities as far as Christian films. There's a lot more Christian films out there these days. I mean, granted, years ago, the films were probably more Christian friendly in general, but I mean, as far as actual Christian films, there's quite a few coming out every year now, aren't there?
Absolutely. And a lot that, Hollywood studios are behind too, which is pretty different to see
yeah.
that happening.
Yeah.
I think they've maybe caught on that it really is popular. It's something that people want to see. And, I think the future looks very bright for Christian films. I really do. I think it's only going to get better from this point on. So I'm excited to see, what other opportunities arise.
in the future.
And again, the one-night event, May the 3rd, Fathom event, check out Fathom Events for more information. But the event is Come to the Garden on stage. It'll be airing in the Tampa area on May the 3rd. Check it out. And also check out Tyler Smith's website. He's the composer of the music for Come to the Garden on stage. He'll also be releasing that digitally. Check out Tyler Smith's website, TylerSmithComposer.com. Hey, Tyler, this has been awesome. I hope sometime I can have you back again, and I wish you all the best in the future.
Thank you, Bruce. Appreciate it.
And also joining us this hour is Jennifer Wilder Morgan. Jennifer Wilder Morgan's popular book, Come to the Garden, a Novel, is now a cinema event, Come to the Garden on Stage, and will be in theaters on May 3rd, and it will be shown right here in the Tampa area. You can check Fathom Events for more information. Jennifer Wilder Morgan, welcome to the Bruce Collins Show.
Well, thank you, Bruce. I'm honored.
Well, we're honored to have you. Now, earlier in the hour, we interviewed Tyler Smith about the music for this event, Come to the Garden on Stage on May 3rd. It's a cinema event, and people can check out Fathom Events for more information. Fathom Events, they put on some great stuff. Now, before we talk about your novel and this cinema event on May 3rd, can you take us back to how this novel came into being? What's the backstory?
Write a book, and I knew it was coming from God. And it was to tell how he talks to me and how he talks to all of us. And, you know, I had never, ever planned on writing a book. It was never on my radar. But, you know, I've had this lifelong, I think, a lifelong calling that started when I was a little girl. And I would visit patients with my daddy when he would go to see them in the hospital. He's an internal medicine physician. Mm-hmm. And he would take me after church to visit his patients with him. And he was a man of just, he has the most wonderful compassion. And when I would walk into the room, and daddy would walk into the room, I would see the patients, their faces would light up with hope. And his compassion led them to believe that they would get better and that they had this hope of healing. And I saw that over and over again when I was a little girl. And then many years later, when I moved to Houston, I wasn't working and I wanted to volunteer somehow. And I was offered the opportunity to become a lay minister at Methodist Hospital through my church. And so I thought, you know, that's a great combination of my faith and the fact that I've been around in and around hospitals all my life. I'm comfortable mm-hmm. with that. So what I did was I was trained by the spiritual care department at Methodist Hospital, and I was assigned to two units that had very critical patients. One of them was a transplant unit. And my job was to go in and to offer prayer and then to just be with the patients. And I found that I was doing the same thing that my daddy did all those years ago. I would walk in. I would leave all my stuff outside the door, my to-do list, my worries, my concerns about me outside. And I'd walk into the patient room, and I would just be with them. I would pray with them, and I would listen. And I created this atmosphere of non-judgmental acceptance, whatever they wanted to say. Mm-hmm. And what I found is that when they were in that kind of atmosphere, they began to share with me. They began to become people instead of patients. And they told me their life stories, and then they started sharing these powerful stories of how they encountered God in their lives. And especially during their, you know, life-threatening trials. I mean, these people were really ill. And they would tell me stories about angelic appearances and dreams and visions and just messages through other people or through, you know, in the night that God gave them for comfort. And they felt comfortable telling me that because I wasn't judging them or rejecting them. I just listened. And they would just cry, healing tears of gratitude. And it really convicted me because I had my own experiences with encountering God in my life through dreams and through other ways. And I had already kept it to myself, afraid to talk about it. And then I would see the healing that came from when the patients were talking about it, and I thought, wow, you know, this happens a lot more often than people might think, these encounters with God. And, okay, maybe just tug on my heart to write about this. Maybe there's something to that. Because maybe through the pages of this book, if I share my own encounters and how God has healed me through my own encounters with Him, maybe I can share that healing with other people. Because someone out there just might need to hear my story.
Mm-hmm. So is this a nonfiction account? Is that correct?
Here's what it is. It's an interesting combination because in order to tell the story, I had never written a book before, and I thought, well, how does one write a book? Once I finally said yes to this calling, I thought I really, you know, I struggled with that. I really did. I mean, I was good in English class in college, you know, in high school, but. Okay, that's a big jump to writing a book.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, maybe you start with an outline. And I started, and it wasn't going anywhere. I just didn't know how to formulate this story. And I was really struggling, and one night I had a dream, because that is how God has spoken to me primarily through my life, is in dreams, since I was a teenager. So I had a dream one night, and I heard three words, use an angel. And I woke up, I scared my husband half to death. I woke up and I went, oh, I can do this. So I created an angel and I named her Margaret. And she is wise and funny. She loves to drink coffee. And she creates this space. I meet her in the garden. I meet her in my backyard garden. And she creates this space, just like I did in the hospital room, just like my daddy did. She creates an environment where I am comfortable sharing my story. And so she takes me on this journey through my life and shows me where God has been through all my trials, through all my successes, and all that kind of thing. And so I use a fictional angel and I use and fictional elements to tell my real story. So it's a combination of truth and fiction, but it is classified as a fictional novel.
Awesome. That's great.
Yeah. So I mean, the life experiences are all mine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you wrote this book, and it became very popular, and now Come to the Garden on Stage is in select theaters on May 3rd, even here in the Tampa area.
Yeah, and it's one night, I will say,
yes.
It's one night only. Okay. Yeah, Fathom events are only one night, so it's like May 3rd.
Yes, just May 3rd. Mark May 3rd on your calendar.
Yes.
Now, how does that happen, though? How did your book become a cinema?
I am still blown away by all this. It's just so amazing. God has just opened so many doors. It's thrown them wide open. What happened was I kind of self-published the book. Mm-hmm. And had it in my church. We have a large 11,000 member church here in the Woodlands, United Methodist Church. And so I got it in our bookstore, and I started doing book discussions and talking to groups, women's groups, about the book, and it was really well received. And one day I was offered the chance to speak to a men's group, which I had never spoken to before. And, of course, it was at 6 in the morning at Panera. You know, I was like, oh, come on, that early? And so I went to talk to this group of men, and it was a really fun discussion. At the end, as everybody was leaving, this one man came up to me, and he introduced himself. He was a member of our church, but I didn't know him, and his name was Frank Eakin of Eakin Films and Publishing. And he said, he told me that he had been associated with the movie 12 Years a Slave. His mother had actually written the historical book of the 12 Years a Slave that was made into a movie. And he produced the audio book for 12 Years a Slave that was done by Louis Gossett Jr. And so he said, I am just enamored with this story. I'm looking for something to produce in the faith space, and I would like to take your project further. How would you like that? And I was just, wow. And so he took me under his wing and began mentoring me, and he wanted to publish my book. And he said, I want you to have an audio book done, and I think we need a star to do this audio book, to narrate it, and let's go look for one. And so all of a sudden, we had Kathy Lee Gifford.
Wow.
The manuscript was given to her. She fell in love with it. She said, I want to do this. So here I am, this Texas homemaker-turned-author, sitting in Kathy Lee Gifford's house, last February of 2015, for 3 days while she narrated the audiobook. And then she ended up introducing me to someone who introduced me to an agent who became my agent, who then called me a month later and said, Simon and Schuster and who was the other one? Well, anyway, two major publishers were interested in publishing my book, and I ended up getting a contract with Simon and Schuster.
Wow. Amazing.
I mean, it just happened so quickly. Random House was the other one. And so anyway, it just was boom, boom, boom. So then last June I edited the book and got it ready for Simon and Schuster. And then Frank Eakin, who has become my manager now, he said, you know, he always thinks out of the box. And he says, you know, I think, what would you think about doing a live one-woman show and film it to introduce your book to the world? And I was like, wow, that's a great idea. Who's going to play me and my Angel Margaret, like Julia Roberts and Betty White? You know, I was serious. You know? And he goes, no. This is your story. You are going to do the one-woman show. And the last time I was on a stage was when I was around eight, and I played a rooster for my Browning Girl Scout troop, you know. My only line was cock-a-doodle-doo. And I'm like, I just don't think that qualifies me, you know. He said, but you know what, John? He goes, when you tell your story, people listen, and you can do this. So first I hadn't written a book. Now I had to write a screenplay. So I wrote a screenplay. He hooked me up with this wonderful lady that had many years' experience in New York doing screenwriting. And so I wrote a script for a show that's an adaptation of my novel. It has all the themes of my novel, but it's a story. It's a one-hour story. And through his connections, it's me on stage, but there's this groundbreaking, like, amazing projection technology that it's like animation on stage. Like, the garden grows before your eyes. The Angel Margaret is this beautiful combinations of light and figure. And there's a holographic handsome prince that I get to dance with. And there's all these things. I'm the only live character on stage, but it's just an amazing fusion of light and color and animation behind me and with me, and of course Tyler's music. Mm-hmm. It's just astounding. It really is. And the most fun part is, once I got up on stage to do this, I had a blast. It surprised me. It just completely surprised me. But it's telling my story. It's telling stories from the book, and I had a wonderful time. And then at the end of the film or the show, we had a question and answer and discussion with William Paul Young, mm-hmm. author of The Shack. He came, and he's an author and storyteller just like me, and although he's sold like several 20 million books or something like that, but he was wonderful. He was just, he entertained the audience so much with his stories, and so all of this is part of this Fathom event. It's my show, and then the Q&A and discussion with William Paul Young.
Mm-hmm. And again, we're speaking with Jennifer Wilder Morgan. She's the author of the popular book Come to the Garden, a novel, which is now a cinema event. Come to the Garden on stage, and will be in theaters on May 3rd only. It's a Fathom event, so you can go to Fathom Events and find out more information about Come to the Garden on stage, and it will be showing here in the Tampa area. One of the things you didn't touch on, but it I think it's really cool, is you also have celebrity voiceovers.
Yes, I do.
Now, who are some of the celebrities that will?
Well, I was gonna add that you know what amazed me too was, you know, here I am, a brand new novelist with you know no experience on stage, and yet I have these wonderful celebrities that have jumped on board saying I want to be part of this. Now, Louis Gossett Jr. I can never get enough of his voice. He is the voice of God in this show, and he is wonderful. And then Kathy Lee Gifford's voice is in the show as well. We have taken narration from the audiobook narration, and she does the scriptures, and she does something else that's very special for the show. It's a voiceover. And then we also have a voiceover from the faith comedian Shonda Pierce, who is wonderful, and she is the voice of the angel Margaret. She couldn't be more perfect, because my angel is fun and funny and also wise, and that's Shonda. So I'm so blessed. It's so much fun to have all these voices with me on stage. And of course, again, Tyler's music is, you know, I had the chance to listen. I had the chance to see the film, and the music just, well, it made me weep. It was so beautiful. And I could tell that Tyler's heart was so engaged in the show, because the music ebbs and flows with the dialogue, with the stories I'm telling. He's really quite talented.
Now, your book, again, is Come to the Garden, a novel, and this cinema event on May 3rd is Come to the Garden on Stage. What do you hope readers and viewers will get out of Come to the Garden?
Thanks for asking that. You know, it's such a thing that's dear to my heart. You know, God has spoken to me all my life, and the thing is that He's speaking to all of us in different ways that are unique to each one of us. And what I want people to know, first of all, is that you are loved more than you could ever imagine. Mm-hmm. And the second thing is that we all receive something from heaven, whether it's hope or peace or encouragement, love, comfort. And it's not something that we're meant to just hold on to for ourselves. You know, we were designed to share. And so what we receive must flow out of us. And so what we receive from God must flow out of us. And it's a huge part of my book is that it's so important to share with others how God has healed us so that we can bring hope and healing to other people. That's how hope is spread in the world.
Mm, yeah, that's absolutely true.
And now, that's what I learned from those patients, you know, sharing their stories with me. I would see their healing, but it also gave me the most amazing hope to hear those stories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And again, we're speaking with Jennifer Wilder Morgan, the author of Come to the Garden, a novel. And that now is going to be a cinema event on May 3rd. Come to the Garden on Stage. And it will be right here in the Tampa area. Check out Fathom Events online for more information. Now, we talked about what your hope was for the reader of your book and the viewer of Come to the Garden on Stage. But how have these experiences in your life changed you? I mean, this is pretty overwhelming. How has it affected you?
You know, it is overwhelming. It has flipped my life upside down. I mean, I was just quiet homemaker, and now, you know, thrown into all of this. And But you know what the biggest lesson for me was? I was so afraid to say yes when I felt that calling. I really was. I was like, you know, this is private. You know, telling my life stories are you know, it's personal, it's private, and I don't think I can. And it's so easy to say that because none of us think we're qualified, you know? And, but if you say yes and you trust God, He will provide the tools. He will provide whatever it is you need to succeed in this calling. And that is huge. And that is a huge thing that I have learned too. I have. He has opened every door. I mean, all this is how I could not have done any of this on my own. Mm-hmm. But He did it because I trusted Him and I said yes.
Yeah, I mean, now that I've heard your story, the word that comes to mind is miraculous, but God's an expert in the miraculous.
He is. And that's the other thing, you know, we have a supernatural God.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so many of us try to fit Him in a little box, and I'm starting to tell people, let Him out of the box. He can do so much more than you can ever imagine. So, yes.
Now, again, we've been speaking with Jennifer Wilder Morgan. She's the author of Come to the Garden, a novel. And I want to remind you once again, it is a cinema event on May 3rd. May 3rd only. Come to the Garden on stage. It will be playing here in the Tampa, Bradenton, Sarasota area. So go to Fathom Events and check out that information. It'll tell you what theater to be at on May 3rd. Now, before we go, Jennifer, where can we find out more information about you and your book?
Yes, if you go to my website, it's cometothegardenbook.com. We also have a free app that's available. So if you go to the App Store and look up Come to the Garden, there's an app, and the app will take you to the website. And but both the app and the website, you can learn about the book. You can listen to excerpts of the audiobook that's on audible.com. You can see the trailer for the Fathom Event film. You can purchase tickets. Everything.
Excellent.
Everything is on that.
Come to the Garden, a novel. Come to the Garden on stage, May 3rd, at a cinema in the Tampa area. And check out Fathom Events for more information about where it will be showing in the Tampa area. Jennifer Wilder Morgan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Bruce. I enjoyed it immensely.
Great. I did too. Thank you once again for joining us here on the Bruce Collins Show, where we broadcast every Thursday night at 10 p.m. right here at WWPR 1490 a.m. Remember, God loves you. We do too. Don't give up.